Bez Hashem, continuing Shari Tshuva, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmini, at the first Seder Beis Medrash, Chav Zayin Nisan, Tovshin Pei Aleph, discussing the 12th principle of Tshuva. The 12th principle of Tshuva in Ois Lamed Zayin. Hashnei Masar, the 12th principle of Tshuva, says Ben Yoyna, is a person has to examine his ways. We said yesterday there's chippus, there's searching out one's ways, and then there's nachkor, there's chakira, there's examining. Tzarich sheyachkor ve'yeda ve'yakir. It's extremely important, and in Shar Gimel, we're in Shar Aleph, in the third gate of this sefer, Rabbeinu Yoyin elaborates tremendously on this topic of discussion, of the severity of a person's averus. And that's what he's telling us now. Tzarech sheyachkor, he has to examine, v'yeda and know, v'yakir, goydel kol echod mi'avoy noisof, the severity on each and every avera that he does. Share with you a story. I feel like I've told this to you in the past. I probably did, because sometimes I'm running out of stories. We, Baruch Hashem, spend a lot of time with each other. Many years ago, I was coming down there with Shabbos to a beautiful set Shabbos table. I think I was finishing my tie, getting ready to go to shul. And I see one of my children, he was holding a glass, that's the first mistake, a glass napkin holder, and he's smashing it on the table. And shards of glass are shooting out. And I'm thinking, what's going on over here? This is so dangerous. He is so oblivious. He has no idea to any danger. He is a little toddler. He picks something up. And he's experimenting. And he's enjoying himself. He's banging, banging, banging. Well, of course, it was the end of the napkin holder. Baruch Hashem, no one got hurt. He had no understanding of the severity of the danger in what he was doing. A person has to be responsible for his behavior, for his actions. He has to realize the severity of his averus. And that's what the 12th principle of Tshuva is telling us. He has to know which avera he transgressed carries along with it a punishment of Malchus, of lashes. He has to understand, what does Malchus mean? What is it, the punishment of lashes of Malchus? You know, there's a Tosis in Ksubis that says, by Hanani Mishal Azariah, that yes, we know they jumped into the Kivshan Ha'esh, into the fiery furnace, and Hashem made a nes in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Says Tosis, Il Moli Nagduha, if it would have been a situation that they would have been whipped and lashed, they would have bowed down. Why? Because the constant torture, they would have been whipped and lashed and then put aside for their bodies to heal, to be whipped and lashed again and again and again, to endure more and more torture. We have to understand, what does it mean, Malchus? What does it mean a person violates a mitzvah that carries with it a punishment of lashing, that this person now transgressed this avera? It's a very serious crime, very serious offense. And if he wants the tshuva, he has to have the proper remorse. It's not just something very small. Ube'eze yesh chiyuve krisus. Ube'eze yesh chiyuve misus bezdin. Which averas carry along with it the punishment of krisus, the punishment of misas bezdin, skilas sreifa herig in the chenek. And all of this is in order to be able to do a proper tshuva. Leman yeda godel avoinoi bizvadoi, in order for a person to understand the severity of his avera when he comes to confess to Hashem. And this person will be memarer bebechi al asher hichis tamrurim. And he will cry, he should cry bitterly when he understands the severity of what he did wrong. When I was in yeshiva, there were some issues with a smoke alarm, very sensitive smoke alarm, during Chanukah time. We would light the menorah outside in the hallway, and the smoke alarms would go off until there would be some system set up properly and everything was taken care of. Before it was taken care of, we would get visits from the fire department. And they were not happy, let me tell you that. They were not happy. And one of the firemen, I remember this, he said, you have to understand what it means to drive 80 miles an hour down a busy street. He says, we have to get here as fast as possible. We don't want to hurt anybody when we're coming to get here as soon as possible. We have to get here as soon as we hear this alarm. We don't want anybody to get hurt. What was this fireman doing? He was bringing to our attention the severity of a fire drill ringing, of a fire bell ringing off in the fire station. It's not a joke. It's very serious. Just driving down to the location, that alone is serious and dangerous. Rabbi Yoin is telling us, when we understand the severity, person should be crying bitterly. Why? Because he angered Hashem with his Aveira. Uleman Yosef Likona. And this is a theme of adding more humility, which we see in almost every single piece, that the dependent person, the person doing tshuva, has to be humbled. How could I have done something wrong to Hashem? Uleman yifchad me'avaynoisov. And also to create a fear from violating the ratzon Hashem. Ki haveiros achamuros. Tshuva toile kaparosim yisur me'markin. The serious, the very serious haveiros, as we discuss by Yom Kippur time. Tshuva toile, tshuva is hanging in the air. Maybe he will be accepted as tshuva, maybe not. Tshuva toile kaparason v'yisur me'markin, and suffering will wipe away the complete aveira. And once again, in Shar Gimel, Rabbi Yoina elaborates with this on this topic. If a person has an art scroll machzor on Yom Kippur, if you want to not wait until Yom Kippur, until Shar Gimel, take out your art scroll machzor, go to the back pages where there's a clarification on vidui. And the art scroll machzor did a fabulous job, like they always do, in explaining the different averus of what a person has to do tshuva for, and the severity of the malchus that he might get, or the krisus or mises bezdin that he violated. And the more a person sees the severity of what this avera is, the more he'll be able to do a proper tshuva, he'll feel remorseful and strengthen himself for the future, not to do the same Aveira again. Have a wonderful Shabbos.